Alex Trebek, Raymond Burr, Dan Aykroyd, Jim Carrey, Michael J. Fox, James Cameron, Doug Henning, Joe Shuster, Neil Young, K.D. Lang. These are all famous people who have origins tracing back to Canada. Canada is a rugged, beautiful country that is rich in culture and heritage. Well before the 20th century prehistoric tribes from Asia had come to Canada across the Bering Strait, the Vikings were the first Europeans to make the journey around 1000 AD. In the early 1600s, French explorer Samuel de Champlain founded the French-speaking city of Quebec. With God in their heart, the Canadians were blessed with the opportunity to invite Supreme Master Ching Hai, a renowned humanitarian and spiritual leader, to their country during her world lecture tour in 1993. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, To Convince People by Using Magical Powers is to Interfere with Nature, delivered on April 17, 1993 in Montreal, Canada.
Some of the enlightened persons, I don't know how, to which degree, but they choose to live in the other side of life, yeah, the spiritual side of life, and therefore give the impression to the people that all the enlightened person has to be like that, has to go into the Himalaya, has to go into the cave, has to forsake all the beautiful things about this life in order to be a Buddha. But that must not be so, because we will be too aloof from this world. And many people find it difficult to associate with us. And if they find it too difficult to associate with us, how can they help themselves? How can they know what we know? Of course, maybe it is more pleasant for a saint or an enlightened person to stay away from the hustle bustle of the world and to be carefree in his or her own way. But on the other hand, there are many other brothers and sisters who need our assistance. Everything in this world is of some use. And if an enlightened sage became a useless being, then it is a waste of nature's product. Therefore, we should just stay in the world, but remain above it. We can have our house, our cars, but we no longer are slave to this possession. If we have them, we enjoy them. If we don't have them, we just don't. It's a very simple life. Therefore, the things in this world we will enjoy if they are there, and if they're not there, makes no difference to us. That is the way of the enlightened spirit. Not that we have to run away from material existence, but we remain above it. And I think that is more practical for most of the people on this planet, because we are in the material surrounding. We are in the material existence. Wait until we leave this physical world, we can enjoy completely the spiritual atmosphere of the real life. So why be in a hurry? If everyone get enlightenment and run into the Himalaya and stay there forever, and then soon we have no more enlightened person left. And the other would never know of enlightenment, right? Because everyone's gone. No connection, no message, no example. No one who walks beside us, who share with us all the ups and downs of the world, who encourages us to walk in life as angel, as God. In the old days, it's very difficult to know where the master is, who is the enlightened person. People have to climb the mountains, cross the sea, in a lot of hardship and trouble in order to find an enlightened person. Therefore, our world has not developed in the ancient time. People lived in poverty, in lack of a lot of comforts. So I think that is not very ideal. I think the enlightened person must live in this world, must do whatever he has to do, must take care of whomever God placed in his hands, and be happy, be enlightened. Because even if we run away into the forest, we can't run away from the universe. We are still in there. Where did we run away to? Right? So what's the nonsense? Many people think an enlightened person must have a very special appearance. Maybe a very long beard. I happen not to have one anyhow. But today with technical advancements, I think I can grow a beard even. Yeah? Right? That's some chemical stuff. Yeah. Or maybe an enlightened person has to just stay in the Himalaya. Yeah, there are some. Maybe some enlightened person who stays in the Himalaya. But it must not be like that. Must not be all of them like that. I don't want to cite Bibles or scriptures anymore, otherwise we'll be in trouble. I just talk what I know. Forget about the scriptures. I was going to cite Buddhist scriptures for you, but I thought, better not. The less you know, the better. The more simple, yeah? And then you don't add more complicated intellectual nonsense into your brain, because the Bibles cannot enlighten us. The menu cannot satisfy our hunger. Therefore, what we need is the direct teaching. Of course, there are two kinds of teaching. One is the theoretical doctrine, which comes from the masters while the masters were still alive. That is to teach his disciples about how to behave in the society. This is just for the mind and just to suit the customs and law of that nation at that particular period of time. And also to correct some of the bad habits of the disciples and to guide them in many, for example, many aspects in life like political, business, marriage and things like that. But these are all worldly, all within the level of material existence. There is another teaching, which is the real one, the original and the lasting. This teaching is non-verbal, and that can be done through what we call thought transference, when the disciples turn inward and listen to the teaching from heaven. At the time of initiation, we will tell you how to do that. And not because we tell you that you can do that, but because you are ready for it. And the master power will switch on the button of your age old wisdom, which lays dormant within yourselves life after life until now. Just like we switch on the light and all the darkness will disappear instantly. That is immediate enlightenment process. And that is very possible for everyone who is sincere and who wants to know how great he is and how he connects with the whole universe. How God dwells within himself that he doesn't know all this time. And then everything else in life will take care of itself, truly. I ask all of my disciples, none of them says that they are not happier than before, that they are not more contented than before, that they are not more intelligent than before, that they are not more capable, more powerful than before. Even just a few weeks afterward, or even a few days afterward, depends on the person, depends on how receptive that person is. Just even after initiation, just a few minutes, even within initiation, you know you changed forever. And you accelerate. You are no longer within human standard, but you enter the circle of sainthood without changing any appearance, without running away to anywhere, without doing anything dramatic in your life. Just to be where we are and enjoy both worlds. Enjoy the real and as well as the ephemeral nature of the projection of the real life. That's what we have discovered. That's what we continue to discover, and that's what we like to share with you.
First question is, why do we need enlightenment? Is it because we desire continued existence, or is it merely our lack of understanding of life and death and its elaborate illusion? Thank you. I bid you peace.
Why do we need enlightenment? Anyone knows? You talk about it. Why do we need enlightenment, brother?
So we can know ourselves as God.
Yeah. A man who doesn't know himself lacks everything. We want to know so many things, but we don't know who we are and why we're here and what we do. And I think the way of a gentleman is at least to know ourselves. Yeah? And then we can say we can know every other thing. If not, it's funny, no? It's funny that you don't know where your house is and you know all the houses in the country. Okay.
Okay. Why is it necessary to cease another meditation practice to learn the Kuan Yin method?
No, it's not necessary. If you are already contented within your practice, if you're happy with it, if that makes your life more fruitful, more loving, and more expanded in wisdom, you think your path is correct and you have found the light of heaven and you have heard the direct teaching from heaven within yourself, then you don't need to seek this method. Okay? Only when you don't have it, then you're welcome to come.
What do you think should be done about hatred, violence in everyday life? Example, prejudice and racial discrimination, or how to get the message to those who don't want to listen?
I think all these phenomena are the result of non-enlightened mind. If we are enlightened, everything is solved without having to speak with each other, without having to preach at all. So actually, all these things, just as anger, hatred, greed and all that, came from the lack of enlightenment in that person, because he's so unsatisfied with what he has in life, so uncontented within the framework of his life. So it becomes natural that he's agitated, he's aggressive, he's angry, he's greedy for more, because he thinks these things will satisfy him more, make him more happy. Actually, the deep root of all this is the yearning for a happier state of life. That is the deep yearning for enlightenment. Therefore, if we want to cure all this illness, we have to introduce enlightenment into people's life and make him happy. Yeah.
Okay. For the first time in my life, I feel like I am getting closer to happiness. Am I making the right decisions? I am still full of fear.
I don't know. If it's the first time that you're getting close to happiness, then I think you're in the right direction. Continue in that direction. Okay.
How can I overcome the pain? I have been abused by my own father. Please, Master, give us a word of peace to all women like myself who suffer day after day.
I think you better forget it and start a new one. Sometimes things happen in our life, and if we don't like it, we just cut it. Yeah? Turn another page and finish. If you don't like to read a page because it's full of something that doesn't satisfy you and unhappiness, turn to another page, begins anew. Or throw the whole book away. Buy a new one. Okay?
Do you initiate people who are also initiated with another master or other masters?
Sure, if they want to seek a higher upliftment. Yes?
I want to know why I cannot find peace even with meditation and love God. Thank you to answer.
Maybe you should try our meditation method. Yeah? There are so many kinds of so-called meditations. And of course, not all of them offer the true connection with eternal happiness. So you try ours, okay?
Can I practice transcendental meditation and your meditation at the same time?
If you absolutely must. But many of the transcendental followers came to practice with us, and after a while they dropped the transcendental meditation. And they just follow this. Yeah? It would be better for you to concentrate on one at a time. If you do not feel absolutely convinced with our way of practice, then you stay with the transcendental meditation. It's no hurry, and think about it. And if you are convinced in this path, then just follow one. Yeah? It would be better for you. But I do not forbid anything. It's just a guidance for you.
Our galaxies are never ending. Do we go on from one galaxy to another throughout our spiritual self?
It's not necessary to do that physically. It will exhaust you. Once we reach the height of enlightenment, we can see everything within 1 second. There's no need to go around shopping like that.
thank you. You've told me exactly what I needed to hear. If I continue to eat meat, will I still have enlightenment after initiation? And how long will it take?
Meat is the cause of all wars and sufferings in this world, as well as your personal self. To refrain from meat is to contribute peace in this planet, because we terminate the course of killing. Therefore, we will not reap the result of being killed or being wounded. And also, to refrain from meat eating is a non-direct action towards "thou shalt not kill," the precept. Also, to nourish our compassion toward all beings and treat them all as equal creation of God. Therefore, it is best that we refrain from animal's product. And even if you are enlightened after initiation with meat-eating diet, you will suffer a lot of many heavy karmic burdens, because it has to be cleansed out. And sometimes, if you reach a certain height in spiritual attainment, you will experience some side effect of a non-physical purity when clashed with the absolute purity of heaven. Understand? And it's not always easy to withstand the intensity of power within yourself while having a little impaired physical and mental state of being. Yeah.
Why has my ego risen? Why has his ego become bigger?
How do I know? It's your business. Perhaps nobody ever scolds you. Perhaps your position rise in the society. Perhaps you're too successful in your business. Perhaps your wife or your husband spoils you too much. Yeah?
I wish to be enlightened. Why should I bother about staying in this society?
I see. But why not? Yeah? Why not? It's your choice, of course, but why choose? Why bother to choose? Because we were born in this society. We owe a lot to this society to survive, to grow up, and to enjoy all the comforts that we have now. Therefore, it's also okay to stay in this society to repay some of this kindness. Just to be present. Just to be one of the whole, and non-discriminating whether I am enlightened or he is not enlightened. And I am an enlightened person, I don't mix with an enlightened person, and this kind of thing. When the person turns inward all the time, he doesn't mind who is around him. He doesn't even know that he is in the society or out of the society. He just be himself and do what must be done at that moment, always in the present. Yeah? That is the true enlightened person.
For the spiritual aspirant that has more than one spiritual teacher, how can he or she know which teacher is the most appropriate in the present moment?
Yes, you have to ask yourself, or you pray to God, whomever you believe, to guide you, and whomever you feel most attracted to and most trusted, that is the person for you. All right?
Is it possible to become awakened without a spiritual guide?
Yes, yes, possible. Very much possible. But without guidance, you probably cannot go very far. You see, to be awakened and to be completely awakened is two different things. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So when a master who already traveled from the material existence to the highest awakening state, I can guide you. It's best and faster and safer.
You were introduced as the most perfect being that has ever graced the earth.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
Oh, yes, I am. But yes, no, I'm not. Because I don't know that I am that perfect. But yet, my disciples all proved that I am. So, take what you believe, okay? By the way, you are also the most perfect beings, except that you don't know it yet. So, there's no big deal about being perfect. Because... because if we believe in the Bible, it says that, know you not that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Be you perfect as well, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And God made man in his own image. If I am made after God, I am perfect. Sorry if you don't know that. Okay?
How through this enlightenment or initiation can we bring all people and living beings to supreme enlightenment and destroy all negative things and suffering?
We cannot bring all beings into the state of supreme enlightenment because we are enlightened. But to us, ourselves, the enlightened person, all the beings, all the sufferings disappear. You understand? That's the most important. When you are enlightened, when you are in the state of samadhi, there's no beings, no suffering, nothing exists. And when you come out of the enlightenment, if you wish, come out of the samadhi state, you wish, you contact to those who are not enlightened and who see things as suffering. So you try to help them. Whomever like to know your state of non-suffering, they can come. Yeah? If they do not, it's fine. They have to learn their lessons. You can't force all the children in your family to become a professor of the university just because you are one. But you can guide them step by step until they become grown up and educated enough to be like you. All right? Yeah?
How to get rid of the fear of death?
Oh, I die every day. There's no need to fear. When we know death is just a step in one room to the next, it's quicker than that. I could just sit here and die, but you don't know. Very fast. A step from one plane of existence to the next. That is the process of so-called death. And it can be done in second, not even second. So there's nothing to fear about it. If you fear death, come to me. I'll teach you how to die every day, and you get used to it. Just like when you first drive the car, you don't know how to drive, so you're very afraid, right? If you drive it every day, you get used to it.
Immediate enlightenment is perhaps possible, but it took you a lot of time, and it didn't seem as easy. Please... tell us a little bit about your own path of enlightenment and the difficulties you experienced.
Oh, immediate enlightenment means when you come for initiation, you get immediate enlightenment. But you have to nourish it. Yeah, just like a child. You have a child, but you have to give him food every day and to make him grow. Enlightenment is similar like that. And the child you rise could be very difficult or could be very obedient, yeah, according to your background, your karma, your family status, etc. So enlightenment comes immediately at time of initiation, but to nourish it is your right, is your duty. And it didn't take me very long. I had 6 months. of apprenticeship. But maybe it takes you 6 years, or maybe 60 years. But that doesn't mean forever. And after initiation, you are promised of liberation, regardless of your level of attainment. Liberation and the mastership is different, of course, yeah? The Buddhahood and the disciples are different, but all are liberated. Just like we live in Canada, but there is someone who is rich, who is a noble, who has a high position in the society, and someone who lives a little bit more ordinary life. But still, all of these people are Canadian citizens and enjoy the same right, the same peaceful atmosphere, and the same prestige of this great country. Yeah.
How do you know so many things?
What things do I know? Do I know anything? All the things you ask are just very common. I only give you a handful of sand compared to what I know, which is like the ocean, the sand within the ocean and on the beach of the whole world put together. So don't praise me because you underestimate me by doing that. Do not praise me, because you have all this, you have more. Just get to know yourselves, and whatever I tell you today or in all the books or the tapes will be very insignificant to you, because you will know that you are great. You own the whole universe. That's what you should know. You should praise yourself. You should not praise me. We are the same.
Thank you for your wonderful company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of To Convince People by Using Magical Power is to Interfere with Nature. Up next on Supreme Master Television, music and poetry right after Noteworthy News. May Heaven's light be your shining guide.